Okay, so yesterday we had a chance to begin to see the Gemara. And we saw that we wanted to spend some time on the Havamina, spend some time on the Maskana. And then we're going to see that's going to open up a new Kasha. Hopefully we'll be able to work that through and perhaps come to greater clarity about the Sugi as a whole. So again, the Mishnah, three Dinim, and the Gemara begin to combine them and splice them. The Mishnah had three dinim. Din number one was Kalabasa Aser Levashel. That was number one. Number two was Iser Ha'Allah. And number three was Neder. One, two, and three. And the Gemara said, the opening Gemara presented a stira between the Reish, well, between some part of the Mishnah and the Sefer of the Mishnah. And on the one hand, the Gemara says, opens us to Midaraisa, that's what you see from our Mishnah. The opens us to B'chal of Midaraisa, that's against the Shita of Rabbi Kiva. Because Rabbi Kiva and Daf Kuf Yud Gimel says clearly, oath is not flesh in the Torah. On the other hand, in the end, by the case of Neder, if Neder is a problem by oath, if no Derbin Abbasar is Asr by oath, so that is Rabbi Kiva, because again, Rabbi Kiva is the one who, in the Dharm Daf and Dalin, had said that we define categories in a neder more broadly. Every term we had seen yesterday, that's what the Mishnah and Gemara developed, that if I say Basar, or if I say Yerek, I take a neder on Yerek, so some things are Yerek, and then some things are not Yerek. Then the Gemara said, that's what the Chacham look at it. And the Mishnah Gemara explained it. But Kiva says it's the third category, which is the things that are on the border. The things which aren't clearly Yerek and aren't clearly not Yerek. The things that if I sent you to the store to buy Yerek for me, you would come back and check, well, how about this? How about Dilun? You sent me for vegetables, how about potatoes? You're talking about a car, did you also mean a minivan? A coupe and a sedan are clearly a car. A truck or a motorcycle are clearly not a car. A minivan, sometimes you would call it a car, sometimes you wouldn't call it a car. Yerek doesn't include beans. Yerek does include carrots. Diluin are sort of on the border. Or in English, because Lashon Adam depends on the particular language and the particular society. So the way we use English, we call potatoes vegetables sometimes. Would you call carrots a vegetable? Absolutely yes. Would you call watermelons a vegetable? Absolutely not. So Rabbi Kiva is the one who says that a neder includes not only the things which are clearly included, but even on the border, even on the line. So the safe of our Mishnah is like Rabbi Kiva. Noda min abasar is asar the oath. As the Ritva and Tosfos point out, the Gemara seems to say, even the way they use the word basar, even fish was sometimes included, depending on the context. You saw that Ritva quotes that, Taptosis quotes that. Okay. So my Gemara says a stira. On the one hand, on the other hand, on the one hand, the Mishnah indicates that Ov B'chalav is Daraisa. On the other hand, the Mishnah indicates that Noder Mibasar Aser B'Ov. The first one is not Rabbi Kiva, the second one is Rabbi Kiva. What are the Gemara's two Terutzim? The two Yishuvim? Who are the two Amoram who give Terutzim? Rabbi Yosef and? Ravashi. Fantastic. What does Rabbi Yosef answer? What's Rabbi Yosef's answer to the Stira? Yeah, Eitan?
That'd be when he was compiling the Mishnah's come back to Jibin opinion.
Oh, good. The first half of the Mishnah is not like Rabbi Kiva, the second Mishnah is like Rabbi Kiva. Two unrelated issues, not conceptually connected, not a Stira. Gevaldik. Ravashi is not so excited about giving that teretz. We speculated yesterday, maybe because the Mishnah has such a smooth, even, repeated formula. It sounds like it's one whole that was said by someone. So Ravashi wants to say, no, it is Rabbi Kiva. How is it Rabbi Kiva? What did Ravashi say? I, Rabbi Kiva, says, Of B'chalav is Motem HaTorah.
Because the Deraisa.
Good. Who said the Mishnah was saying Daraisa? Okay. Which time gets us thinking. Who said the Mishnah did say Daraisa? left off yesterday, we'd like to understand the Havmin, and then we'll get to the Maskana too, la halacha. But first, let's understand the Havmin. Where did the Gemara opened up? Oaf is chicken, flesh, and matur. How did we see that initially? We also we rejected. How did we initially see it? So we had taken a look at a Ritva, we had taken a look at a Tosis. Tosis had said, Tosis said, you know, how did we see Olf Bechala the Dasa Atar for the Mishnah? The next Gemara explains it. That's sort of interesting. The our Gemara is depending on the next Gemara. The next Gemara, let's see Tosis inside again. Venira, a couple of words into Tadiwa Silha, Kufdalam and Alf Tosis. Venira, it would seem, the Saka, that's the Shu Daraisa. Why do we have a Havmin that's Daraisa? Where did that come from? You know where? Mishum the Samicha Seifa. It's not from the Risha of the Mishnah, line one, Kalbasar Asavasha. It's from the middle, the next piece. The Isser Ha'Allah. The Gazar Ha'Allah to Achila. You make a Gzeir on Ha'Allah. Don't serve on the same table because you may come to eat it. And that Gezer, our Mishnah says, applies even to chicken. Just fish, you're allowed to serve on the same table as cheese. But not beef and not chicken. And that implies, and since there's a Gezer Ha'Allah on chicken, that implies what? It must be that chicken is the right to eat with milk. How does one lead to the other? So Tosa says, Kididik, Radiosa Basamak, Radiosa, the next hour after the two dots, Abam Yom explains. Let's take a peek. Amrav Yosef. Now we're switching back to the Gemara after the two dots, the very last few lines of Kufdal Aman Aleph. Asr Lahalos, Amrav Yosef, Shami, no, Bizarre Kabal, Doraisa. It says, apparently, if there's an Isra Halah, it must, by oath, it must be that actually eating oath with milk. Is it a raisa? Why? These hakadayas with Rabbanan. If you think that even eating of b'chalav is merely Rabbanan, then that's very hard to understand. Achila guf exera b'hanan nigzer ha'alah to achila. What? If chicken is only asim in Rabbanan, eating chicken with milk is only asim in Rabbanan, also you may come to eat beef with milk, so that would mean you have exera l'exera. Don't serve the chicken next to the cheese, because you might come to eat it with the cheese. What's going to come to eat with the cheese? Well then, step two, you might come to eat meat with cheese. Zero is zero. So Yosef says, from the fact that they have this Isra Halah, it must be the actually eating cheese, it's eating chicken with cheese itself, must be Daraisa. The Gemara ultimately backs out of it in the next piece of Gemara, and Tosa says, let's go on this piece of Gemara too. The Gemara ultimately backs out of it. He says, no, maybe here we do a big Zerah with it. Yeah. The Tosa then goes on to something else, which we'll get to in a moment, why they don't like another approach. When you look at this Teretz, though, you're left sort of wondering, it's a little duffel. I want to point out, this is a difficult explanation. What? Really? Two Gemaras are starting from the same point all over again? Okay. That's what Tosa thinks. Again, Tosa suggests, why did Gemara initially think Oaf is Asim in Daraisa? Because we forbid Oaf Bahala. Okay. But then Tosa says, don't tell me what the Ritva say. Ain loma the diak mita kasani call habasa. It's not because they said call habasa, because you simply the opening line we included everything in one big basket, as the Ritva DG suggests. We're including Basar and Oaf, and one big basket doesn't all the same status. The Mashmalei, Shekola Basar, Shabbat Zekazah, put them all into one phrase, sounds like they're all the same, this and that, they're all the same. Basar Oaf gives our Behema, that Oaf and Behema have the same status. Don't say that. Why? Because Tosa says a very, very clever Ryan. He says, if that were to be the case, if it's simply the fact that we're putting them all under one heading, it must be they're the same. If you're going to say that in the Reisha, Tosa says, you also say that in the Seifa. What's the Seifa? That no demin habasar, is Aser Bein Bebasar Bein Be'ov. Are they the same status? Things that are in the center and things that are on the border? The same way you want to say in the Reisha, that Basar and Ov from the language of the Mishnah have the same status. You say that in the Sefer too, and it's just not true. Wow. Tosa says, Rabbi Kiva doesn't think that Oaf and Basar are the same. He'll open up a Gemara Nedarim. How many people had a chance to see the Gemara Nedarim? Show him. Oh, okay. Fair enough. So you'll have to trust me for now, or unless you brought the Gemara Nedarim. The Gemara Nedarim says that because Abaye says, I'm going to join you. Abaye says that, yes, according to Rabbi Kiva, you're not allowed to eat the fish, you're not allowed to eat the chicken. If you take a neder on Yerek, you're not allowed to eat the potatoes, but there's no malchus. There's no malchus. Wow. That's interesting. So they're not really the same. The Ran there says, yeah, there's no malchus because it's a suffix. Very logical. The Ran says, well, what's the whole idea that Rabbi Kiva is saying? Rabbi Kiva is saying, if I sent you to the market to buy Yerek, you're going to call me and ask, did you mean to include potatoes also or not? You wouldn't ask me if you mean to include tomatoes. Of course they are included. You wouldn't call me to ask, do you mean to include watermelon? That's of course not included. But you would call me to ask, when you say vegetables, do you mean to include potatoes? So what does that mean? So the Ron says, that means you're not sure when I give you Yerek on the shopping list, you're not sure if this is included. In other words, what do we call that in Hebrew? A suffix. So Abaye says, that means it's the same way it's a suffix whether Diluin are included on the shopping list, Diluin are, it's also a suffix whether Diluin are included in the Neder on Yerek. So, okay. So Misafik, you're not allowed to eat it. But on the other hand, Misafik, we're not going to give you Malchus. Tosis has a twist. Tosis says, neither Misafik, it's an Issa Drabban. However you slice it, the Gemara says, you don't get Malchus. That's what Abaye says in the Gemara. And Hanodim and Hayered, you're not allowed to eat the Diluin according to Rabbi Kiva. Or our case, Hanodim and Habasar, you're not allowed to eat the Basar Oaf, but it's not the same status as eating beef. We wouldn't give you Malchus, either because it's only a Suffolk or a Tosa says only Drabanan. The Tosa says, they're not so excited about the Ritva. So again, in terms of how did the Gemara see that Oaf Bachalav is Daraisa? So he said, one possibility is the Ritva, just the fact that we said Kol Habasar, all lumped together. But Tosa says, they're not so excited about that. When you get to the end of the Mishnah lumps together, no Dermin Habasar is Aser, Bein Bebasar, Bein Be'ov, and they're not all the same. All Aser, but not to the same extent. When you get Malchus on, when you don't get Malchus on. So maybe same thing here. Okay, so then Tosa's had a more complex answer. Maybe the reason why we thought Basar of Bechav was Aser B'Daraisa is because of Ha'alah. If Ha'alah is Aser even by Oaf, it must be eating the Oaf itself as an Aser B'Daraisa. Okay. We'll come back to this. But for now, that was the Gemara's Havamina. The Gemara's Havamina was Oaf Bechav Aser B'Daraisa. And the Gemara's Maskana was what? Now let's talk L'maisa. What was the Gemara's Maskana? Oaf Bechalav. What do you expect to find in Shulchan Aruch? Asana Torah, Mr. Midravan. What did you say? Machlok, yes, who?
Yeah, Rahadami is talking about Daraisa and Darban, and there was the Teretz of no Dar being, and the Teretz of Rav Yehuda.
Good. Rav Ashi attacked the opening Hanacha. Rav Yosef did not. Rav Yosef, Nechanam, and the Mishnah is implying that Basar of Bechalav is Asim Adarai. So the safe of the Mishnah is like Rav Akiva. Okay, so then how do we pass them? Is there anywhere else to look other than our Mishnah? Anywhere else to look other than our Mishnah? Kuf Yigimel. So take a look at Kuf Yigimel. What did the Mishnah say? That was the original source of Rav Akiva. That was the original source of Rabbi Akiva. The Mishnah began with non-kosher species, pig and milk, or beef and camel's milk, mutter ba'alavashal, mutter ba'hanam. Now let's take a look again. Tanakhama said, Basar behemoth tahora, b'chalev behemoth tahora, asa lavashal, asa b'hanam. Basar behemoth tahora, b'chalev behemoth tamea, or behemoth tamea, b'chalev behemoth tahora, that's mutter lavashal, mutter ba'hanam. And Tanakhama said, there's no basar b'chal by non-kosher species. No basar b'chal by non-kosher species of meat. No basar b'chal by non-kosher species of milk. So you're allowed to cook them, you're allowed to have hanaf in them, you can't eat them because it's pork. But there's no basar b'chal. And then Rabbi Kiva goes on to say, well, chayav yof, not min haTorah, but it is an Issur d'Rabbanan. Shenemar, let's take a look, careful look. The Midrash Rabbah Shakufi Gimel, chayav yof ein min haTorah. And Rabbi Kiva, why? Lo sivashel gedi b'chalei v'imol gimel pa'amim. Prat l'chaya u'la'ov u'v'heim u'temeyel. The fact the Torah says it not once, not twice, but three times. In Mishpatim, in Kisisa, in Re'eh, it keeps talking about the Gedi. Why adopted the Gedi? And three times the Torah specifies Gedi. So one is Gedi as opposed to non-kosher species, another is Gedi as opposed to birds, another is Gedi as opposed to wild animals. That's how we know that all of those are parav min haTorah. And what did Yosef Glili say? Yosef Glili says, Ne'emar lo sohu kol nevela. Ne'emar lo sevashu zot ibechalei vima. You know, like, that's the third time the Torah mentions basar b'chalav. Remember, the first two times the Torah says basar b'chalav next to what? Mishpatim, Kisi says basar b'chalav next to Bikurim. But the third time, in Re'eh, basar b'chalav next to nevela. So here the Mishnah does suggest a hekesh. The Torah, or smuchim, one pasuk into another pasuk, the Torah says, don't eat Nevela, and the Torah says, oh, Sebastian, don't eat Nevela. So what is that? What can Nevela teach me about Bishop Basar B'chalav? Es sha'asu mishum Nevela, asu lavasha b'chalav. Whatever has an Issur Nevela is asu to cook with milk. So Basar B'chalav applies to the things that Nevela applies to. So what is that? What does Nevela apply to? Right, this takes us back to the first pair. What does Nevela apply to? Well, when is there a din of Shechita? What type? What categories of organisms?
Chaya
behema. Oh, do fish need Shechita?
No.
No. So apparently there's no bas v'chalav on fish. But there is bas v'chalav.
No.
On chaya? Really? Well, let me keep one sec. Yosef Glili is not done. Yosef Glili is not done. Yachol yehayasu l'vashel. Sorry. Oh, shasu v'shem nevela. Yachalei asa levasha b'chalav. Ooh, Yosef Glili says, well, from this, what he does, he's not focusing on the gimel pa'amim, he's focusing on the connection between the nevela and bas b'chalav. That would lead me, he says, to believe that even chicken is leishig min haTorah. Yachalei asa levasha b'chalav. Talmud lomer b'chalei bimo. He says, no, I would have thought that even chicken is fleshic, but the Torah says lo sevashu gadi b'chalei v'imon. It's mother's milk, and yatzaov she'en lo chalei v'im. Only mammals nurse their young. Chickens don't. Birds don't have milk. Birds lay eggs. Birds don't have milk. They feed. Right? When the chick hatches, the mother egg is constantly flying around to find worms to feed its babies. It's not nursing them. Only behemoths and chayas nurse. Behemoths and chayas are mammals. Oaf are, except for bats. Oaf are not mammals. So there's no such thing as chalei v'im by the oaf. Oh, so what's with Yosef? What comes after Yosef's third time of Yosef Glili? What comes after the third time of Yosef Glili? Let's try to understand this Mishnah. What does he hold? When do you have bas b'chalav?
Only by chayim
behemoth. Chayim behemoth. How about Rabbi Kiva? Chayim
behemoth.
How about Rabbi Kiva?
No, it's
the same. So take a look at the Gemara on Kuf Tezai. How many of you had chance to work with design? Not so much. Wow, okay. So let's learn the Gemara together. Kuf Tes Zayin Amud Aleph, the last two dots. Like 10, 15 lines before the Mishnah at the bottom. Rabbi Yosef, Lili, Omer, Lo, Nat, Nebo, Lo, So, Blum. My Yikam, Rabbi Yosef, Lili, Rabbi Kiva. But I said, what do you think Rabbi Yosef, Lili, Rabbi Kiva? Well, they both agree that the oaf is not included in the Pasuk. Rabbi Yosef, Lili, says, based because of Chalei V'imodim, such as Chalei V'im by the bird. And Rabbi Kiva said the bird is excluded because it's not Gidim. So, aren't they the same? So the Gemara says there are two differences between Rabbi Yosef Glee and Rabbi Kiva. Ikebei Naya, number one, Ikebei Naya, Chaya. Rabbi Yosef Glee is Sabra Chaya, Daraisa. Rabbi Kiva is Sabra Chaya, Drabal. Rabbi Yosef Glee is the only excluding birds, Chalei Vein. The bird doesn't have Chalei Vein, but Behemoths and Chaya both do. Rabbi Kiva did exclude. He said, it says Gedi three times. Knocks out Behemoth Tameya, and Oaf, and Chaya. So one difference between Yosef Glee and Rabbi Kiva is deer meat, elk meat, elk medallions. Are they fleishig min haTorah, fleishig min haRabbanan? According to Rabbi Zeglili, fleishig min haTorah. According to Rabbi Kiva, only fleishig min haRabbanan.
By Chaya.
Because again, Rabbi Yosef Zeglili was only knocking out the birds because it's not Chalei Vimo. So the Gemara says, okay, but Chaya does have Chalei Vim. Deer nurse their young, they're a mammal. And then the Gemara says, you know, really, if you look carefully, there's a second difference. Ibaya Seima, Oaf Ikebenai. They're different in terms of bird, in terms of chicken. Different in terms of chicken, it's all the same. And they both hold that chickens are not included in the pasuk. What's the difference between your Kiva and Rabbi Yosef in terms of chickens? The Gemara says, if you medallion carefully, you'll notice the difference. Let's take a look inside. The Kiva Sabar Chayavi Oaf Einan Min HaTorah. Hamid Rabbanan Asiri. What was the Kiva's language? Chayavi Oaf are not Min HaTorah. The diak is, they're all served, but only Jabana. Yosef Glili never said that. Yosef Glili saw our oaf, a filum in Jabana, nami lo osir. Wow. On the one hand, Yosef Glili holds that Chaya, he's more machmer on Chaya, but he's more mako on the oaf. He and Rabbi Kiva both agree the oaf is a cool in the pasuk, but the Rabbi Kiva presented oaf, it's not in the Torah, but it is also in Jabana. Yosef Glili held, the chicken is pariv even midrabanan. Wow. And to drive this point home, the Gemara quotes a brisa. Tanya nami hachi. Listen to the following brisa. This brisa talks about the fact that if you live in a community, you have a posek, and that posek is a legitimate, the Talmud Chacham, who's qualified to paskin. Not everyone who wants to paskin child is qualified. A legitimate posek. That you're supposed to follow your Rav, Bein Lachal, Bein Lachmer, even if his positions are sometimes unique. So the Brisa says, in the Komo Sharabi Eliezer, Hayakorsim Eitzim, Lasses Pachamim, Lasses Barzal. In Lezer's town, those who lived in Lezer's town, the Asher Shayester Belezer, so if he was their Rav, they would cut wood to make coals to make metal. Well, what does that mean? So if you want to be a wood chopper, be a wood chopper. So what that means, he said beside the other thing, the Shabbos stuff, Kuflamid, Rabbi Eliezer, we're talking about Mila, b'Shabbos. So everyone agrees you're allowed to do a Mila b'Zmana. If the eighth day falls on Shabbos, you can do the Mila, even though normally that would be a Mulacha. Rabbi Eliezer is of the opinion, not only can you do the Mila, you can even do steps to prepare for the Mila on Shabbos. Let's say we realize Shabbos morning, let's say the Mola had a knife, and the knife snapped. So now what? You don't have a knife to do the Mila. So Rabbi Eliezer held, you're allowed to be Mechal al Shabbos to make a new knife. We call it Machshirei Mila. That's the opening mission of the 19th paragraph. Shabbos, you're allowed to hold Machshirei Mila Dochens al Shabbos. Not only the act of Mila is Dochens Shabbos, even the Hechsher. We don't pass in that way. We hold no. If the knife snapped, then you'll have to wait until Sunday. I'm sorry. Mila itself is Dochens Shabbos, but we pass in Machshirei Mila are not Dochens Shabbos. Machal is your blazer of Akiva, pass in Akiva. But the Brisa says, "Ben Rulazer's town, they followed Rulazer, and that was appropriate. They did. They were Machal Shabbos in order to make the knife so they could do the Mila Bizman on Shabbos. Okay. And then comes the part that's relevant to our sugya. The Mikomo Shal Rabbi Yosi Haglili, Hayu Ochlun Basar Of Bechola. The Brisa goes on to say, those Jews who lived in Rabbi Glili's town, who asked their child, Rabbi Yosef Glili was their rabbi, they used to have chicken cheeseburgers. Mutter! Not even Asher Midrabanan. Why? That's Rabbi Yosef Glili's opinion. You see from the Brisa, like the div the Gemara just made. Rav Yosef Lee held, not only is Oaf not Fleishig Min HaTorah, it's not even Fleishig Min Rabban. We don't pass Rav Yosef Lee. That's the clear implication of this Brisa. Where the rest of Klal Yisrael does not eat chicken and milk, but in Rav Yosef Lee's town, they followed Rav Yosef Lee, and that was appropriate. He was their Oaf. He was entitled to an opinion, and that was his opinion. We disagree with him, but that was his opinion. So his Baal Bakim followed his opinion. So you see, from the Brisa, they basically held Oaf B'chal was Heter Gamar. And the Gemara says that's the second difference between Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yosef Glili. Is Oaf, and they both agree that Oaf is part of Min HaTorah. The question is even part of Rabban. Rabbi Yosef Glili says, yes, we never heard of that, because we don't pass Rabbi Yosef Glili. Rabbi Akiva says, no. It's part of Min HaTorah. It's like Shemir Rabban, don't get carried away. And then the Gemara goes on to say a story to further back this up and to limit it at the same time. Levi Ikla Levi Yosef Rishva. Levi the Amora. Levi was a Talmud, I believe, of Yehuda Nasi, first contemporary of Rav and Shmuel, first generation of Amora. So Levi Ikla Levi Yosef Rishva. Levi once traveled to the home of Yosef the hunter, Yosef the falconer, Rashi says. He hunted birds, that's what he did for a living, his fellow Yosef. Aisu l'kamei, so obviously, come to his own, you expect to be served poultry. So, Aisu l'kamei, reisha d'tivsa, or d'tiyusa, d'tabsa, different pronunciations, the chalva. They bring the head of an exotic bird, served in milk. Oops, a little awkward. The rabbi came to town, so he wants to bring out a delicacy. So he brings out, a peacock head in milk. Yikes. Exactly what happened with the kashrus here. Well, Amar lo lamidi, Levi didn't say anything. So he didn't eat it, but he didn't respond. He just kept quiet. He took something else. He had some more green beans. So he also kamei the Rebbe, when Levi came back from his trip, comes back to yeshiva, and he tells his Rebbe, Rebbe Yehudanasi was his Rebbe, what happened? Amar leh, my old Tisham Dinu. You should put him to Chayim. Well, what's with this Yosef Rishpe? He's violating the Sidra Rabbanan. Everyone knows that's Aser. Everybody's going to have poultry and milk. You should have put him into Chayim. You should have said something. Amar leh, Aser Yehudan Meseiru. Yes, but Yosef Rishpa lives in Reuben Seir's town. So I thought, Darsh Luker of Yosef Lili. I thought that maybe Reuben Seir holds like Yosef Lili. Maybe Darsh Lili, he gave a public shear to the Baal Batim that he passed like Yosef Lili. The Amar Yotza of Shein Lochalevim, our Mishnah, your position of Yosef Lili is that poultry, chicken, other birds are not only part of Minatar, they're even part of Mijaba. So the Gemara made a suggestion and then proved it from a Braisa and also proved it from a Maisa of Levi that what? Rav Yosef Lee holds that Oaf B'chalav is Heter Gamar. Rav Akiva holds, working backwards in the Mishnah, Oaf B'chalav. So Rav Yosef Lee holds Mutter. Rabbi Akiva holds what? Aser Midraba. And now, let's look back at the Mishnah and take a peek at Tosis. What was the beginning of the Mishnah? The beginning of the Mishnah said that Besar Behemet Torah, Chalei Behemet Torah, Basar Bechalav, Aser Levashal, Aser Bahana. Says Tosis. Who did the sar of the Rabbanah to Aser Min HaTorah? Tanakh, he says, the sar of is also Fleishig Min HaTorah. Says who? Dr. Rabbi Akiva who d'amar Chayav Yof Ein Min HaTorah. Only Rabbi Akiva who said Chayav Yof is Mutter Min HaTorah Aser Min Rabbanah. And where would that come from? Who's talking and where does it come from? Who holds this Aser Min HaTorah? Who holds us right there? Who tells us comment here? Look at the Dear Rasul. Which Tana? which Tavim? Well, this is before Rekiva. Rekiva says Asim Rabbanan. He's commenting on the first line of the Mishnah. So Tosfos seems to think that the first line of the Mishnah is the Tanakama. Tanakama only spoke about what? He only spoke about Behemoth Tahor versus Behemoth Tameya. Tanakama didn't say anything about Oaf. So Tosfos says, but apparently Oaf is included too because Rabbi Kiva is disagreeing. Dafka Rabbi Kiva who the Amar Chayv Yofin in the Torah. Rabbi Kiva's Chiddush, if you read the Mishnah, Besar Behemoth Tahor Bechalei Behemoth Tahor. Besar Behemoth Tahor Bechalei Behemoth Tameya. Rabbi Kiva said, Rabbi Kiva Omer. Rabbi Kiva says, Chayv Yofin in the Torah. What's Rabbi Kiva commenting on? What Tosfos is implying is Rabbi Kiva is arguing with who? With what? It doesn't say Omer Rabbi Kiva. That would be the start of a new statement. It's Rabbi Kiva Omer. So, sounds like he's arguing. Arguing with who? Arguing with Tanakama. What did Tanakama say? He didn't say anything about Chayv Yof. So says Tosfos, apparently did. Tanakama is saying the only type of meat that's not fleshed is Behemoth Tameya. That's it. That's it. But Chayv Yof, Tosfos thinks, is also we're not Torah. Where did it come from? V'nafkalon, says Tosfos, midedarish l'kamon et sha'asim v'shem nevela asu levash l'v'chala. How do you know? Rabbi Kiva made a good point. Gidi, gidi, gidi. So where do you see a source in the Chumash that oaf should be fleishig min ha'Torah? Where's the source? It says, Rabbi Yosei Gulid Rasha. Yosei Gulid Rasha. Whatever is included in the Vela is included in Bas B'chol. Yosei Gulid had an added piece, the Chalei Bein. The Tanakama doesn't have all that added piece. And everything is. The Tosa says, how many sheets is our Mishnah? But Oaf B'chol, three. Tanakama, Rabbi Kiva, Yosei Gulid. Yosei Gulid holds Hefer Gamar. Rabbi Kiva holds Fleishig Midrabanan, and Tosa says Tanakama holds Fleishig Minatorah. So how do we paskin? That's a good question. Not 100% clear. I don't know. I'm focus on Tanam. The Gemara is pretty clear. They went all the way to Segulili. He's clearly rejected La Halacha. Okay, so don't get the guy getting excited about salivating about his chicken cheeseburgers. I'm sorry. Real Segulili is rejected La Halacha. Unless you live Real Segulili's town, does no longer exist. In Mutter, it's not. Asim in HaTorah, Asim in Rabbanan, where do we stand? The Tosfos is unclear. You look in the Rush. Karakol HaBasar, Simen Nun Aleph. Simenunal, page 392. The Rush goes through the Mishnah, and then he writes in the fourth line, Mashahaber of Alphas, Dira Rekiva, Mohaved Yerul Segluli. The Riff only quotes to Rekiva, not Yerul Segluli. Why? There shouldn't be posting. Allah can be Rekiva. He passes like Rekiva. Now, why did he pass like Rekiva? Isfirle Drabban of Ligale, but if the Chachamim disagree with him, Hakaimalan, Allah can be Rekiva, Mechadero, Dafil below Connected Rabbin. The Gaon Avraham and Bava has a whole series of rules on how to paskin. What's the rule when you have machlokas Reb Meir and Reb Shimon? What's the rule when you have machlokas Reb Yehuda and Reb Yossi? What's the rule when you have machlokas Reb Akiva and someone else? One of the rules is Reb Akiva always wins against any one contemporary. Halacha Reb Akiva mechad beiro, lo mechad beiro. So the Rosh says, looking at the board, you should have said that the Chachamim win. Rabbi Kiva loses. How come the Rif passes like Rabbi Kiva? Elovada is spherele de lo pligi. It must be there's no machlokas. Tanakama said, no, he didn't have a Torah dafka below Bitsimea. He didn't take a stand on oath. Rabbi Kiva, what's the next word? Rabbi Kiva, what verb? Rabbi Kiva, meh, farish. Rabbi Kiva is explaining. Meheicha nismatu chaya ve'ov u'bein tamei. The Rush says Rabbi Akiva is not arguing with the Tanna Kamma. The Bach on the bottom says, ooh, we have interesting machlokas tosas in the Rush here. How do you read the Tanna Kamma? Is Rabbi Akiva arguing with the Tanna Kamma? In which case, if Rabbi Akiva said, Of b'chal was asum mizrabana, the Tanna Kamma must be saying asum netto, right? That's what tosas clearly said. And the Rush says, no, I think Rabbi Akiva is just explaining the Tanna Kamma. Tanna Kamma didn't comment. So what the Tanna Kamma holds is... not clear. According to Tosis, Tanna Kamma was also min haTorah. According to the Rosh, Tanna Kamma agrees mutar min haTorah. And this machlokas, how to read the Mishnah, is Rabbi Akiva disagreeing with the Tanna Kamma, or he's just coming to explain the Tanna Kamma? In other words, is there a separate shita of the Tanna Kamma or not? The Rosh says, hey, that's going to make a big difference. La halacha. Tosis would probably paskin that Bisar of Bechal is Daraisa. Rabbi Akiva would paskin. No, Rush paskin like the Rif, mutter min haTorah. Yeah. Oh, okay, great. So how do we paskin? Halacha l'maisa. Halacha l'maisa. Let's do something that ought to be innocuous. After all, we only have a couple lines. So you think we're almost done? Say, okay. So now we saw. So right, is b'sar ol b'chal asim min haTorah asim min rabban? So in our Gemara to Machlok, sounds like a Machlokas Amoran, how to read the Mishnah, right? Machlokas of Yosef and Ravashi. Right? What's the beginning of the Mishnah say? Ravashi rereads the Mishnah, that's all in the Rabbana, and Yosef stuck with the Hav Meina, Asim Rater. And then you look at Kufir Gimel. Interesting. Machlokas, are we showing him how to read the Mishnah there? Machlokas in Tosas and the Rush. Is there a Shita of the Tanna Kamma or not? Tosas and the Rosh are debating how do you read the Mishnah? Are there two positions or three positions? There's a machlokas, there's a beginning of the Mishnah about Behemoth Tameya, and then Rav Akiva and Yosef Lili start tangling about Oath. So what is the beginning of the Mishnah about Oath? So Tosas says, oh, there are three Shitos. The beginning of the Mishnah, Tanna Kamma, Chachamim, Asur Natar. In which case, the Rosh points out, then we would probably pass it that way. We don't pass like Rav Akiva against multiple, against Chaver. But the Rosh says, there's no way to read the Mishnah, which is, no, there is no Tanna Kamma. Not Machlokas Tanna Kamma, Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva is explaining. He's mitharish. He's not disagreeing. Okay. So, Machlokas Amoraim on Kuf Dalet. Machlokas Rishonim, Tosas and Rosh, how to read the Mishnah on Kuf Yud Gimel. You open Shulchan Aruch. In your package, you open Shulchan Aruch. I have a few extra here. As well. Feel free to pick. You need. To open to the second to last page of the packet. Here you have the tour. Here you have the Shulchan Aruch. The tour Shulchan Aruch say same thing. Kasas batarlo sabashal b'din b'chalei b'imo. Hilchus bat sabachal b'sin pei zayin. The opening line of Hilchus bat sabachal b'sin Shulchan Aruch. Kasas batarlo sabashal b'din b'chalei b'imo b'din l'pa'amim. Torah says three times, those are actually the Chalei Bimam. Number one, Echad is a Bishol, Echad is a Chila, Echad is a Na. Okay, that's a quote from where? No. That's a quote from the Talmud of Mei Bishma. Right? You want to quote Tazva. Because remember, if the Pasuk repeats three times, it means Los Sevashel repeat three times, and Gediz repeat three times. So the Los Sevashel three times tells me three forbidden behaviors. Okay. And then moving on, Halacha Sif and Bezin Gimel. Gedila Avdafka, then that is specifically the Gedila young goat. What in Shar, Seah Aes, Loshna Bachaleid Ein, Loshna Bachaleid Acheret, Dira Kosas Behoven. Okay. Doesn't have to be this particular animal's mother, some animal's mother. Okay. But, here we get to the heart of the issue. Sif Gimel. Eino Noeg Elbe Vasar Behemator, Bachaleid Behemator. So far, what are we quoting? Who are we quoting? What are we quoting? Tanna Kamma, Kuf Yud Gimel. Very good. Only applies to Behema Torah. Chalei Behema Torah, Besar Behema Torah. But Besar Torah, Bechalei Tanea. Or Besar Tanea, Bechalei Torah. Mutar and Vidishol. Turn the page. Uvahana. Okay, so far, quoting Tanna Kamma. No one really had disagreed with Tanna Kamma in terms of Tanea. Okay. Now, how about Chayavino? Here we go. Besar chayyo, afilu b'chalev tahora, mutar b'bishol uvahana, v'af b'achila eno asra m'drabam. Avodati b'chadav, v'me'i b'am yisra afilu m'drabam. What we just say? B'chayyo is mutar b'bishol uvahana, and even achila is only asra m'drabam. How does the Shulchan Aruch paskin? What's the story of Besar Ov? Story of the Bizarro. Huh? No? Well, so it sounds like we're following Rabbi Kiva. Okay. Shulchan Aruch passes like Rabbi Kiva. Not shocking. It is, after all, the Rosh had told us it's the Rif, and the Rosh was happy with it, and the Rambam rushed in court, but the Rambam also said that. Okay, so not surprisingly, the Torah of the Shulchan Aruch passing against Tosfos. Good. The Bizarro is only Aser Mijabana. And by the way, as Zohar was done, and by the way, the Shulchan Aruch added one added point. How convenient. In case you were wondering, this whole shiur would be going back and forth, who really cares? If you take the mutter, okay. If you say, believe it, it's actual nafkamini, you're allowed to eat it. But in case you were wondering, why does it really matter whether Of is fleshik min ha-Torah, fleshik min ha-Rabban, or my nafkamini, either way, it's aser. So Shulchan Aruch just answered that question. What did he say? He just said that since it's only midrabanan, when it's only midrabanan, it's only aser b'achila. Bishul hana only applied to bas b'chal daraisa. Whenever it's bas b'chal drabanan, it's aser b'achila, but nothing else. That's good to know. It's also, we'll have to pick up with this tomorrow, it's good to know there's nafkamina, and as I mentioned earlier, this has very practical nafkaminas in terms of dog food, because according to Shulchan Aruch, if it's bas b'chal d'oraisa, that's when it's aser b'hana. If it's only bas b'chal d'rabanan, it's aser b'achila b'mutar b'hana, so I can't eat it myself, I can feed it to the dog. The problem with this, and I'll just leave you with a kasha for now, is isn't that against our Mishnah? Remember, Rav Ashi had said, and Rav Ashi's one who holds, who thinks that the first Mishnah is saying, Sarah Pahol and Jabana. What was the language of the Mishnah? Kol Abasar, Asar Levashel Bechala. Rav Ashi had said, oh yeah, Mehem min Torah, Mehem min Jabana. What do you mean? So the Mishnah is Beferish. That was the first din in the parak. Is that there's an Isser Bishul and Oath Bechala. How does the Shulchan Aruch say that there's no Isser Bishul and Oath Bechala? Particularly since Rav Ashi is the one who says the Oath is Rabbanan, and that's what the Mishnah is saying. What's going on? It's a very nice nafkamina, and it's not the Shulchan Aruch's fault. The Torah quotes it, the Rambam says it. That's very beautiful, but it's against the Mishnah. It's against the Gemara. So that's what we have to figure out next time. It's a big kasha, the Bach and I will talk about. What's going on? How do you come up saying that with every single bas b'chal b'drabanan, there's no way to be shalom isra hana? It's an important halakha, you cool off a maisa, and love that it helps us to have an afkamina in this, but isn't it against the Mishnah? That's not just the first thing. It's called bas b'chal asham. How can it be? Where's the Rambam coming from? We'll try to solve that problem next time. Rabbi Yisai, enjoy your lunch.